The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Yevamot. Masechet Yevamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlaha Varvaha Mechol Maaseh Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nahat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Just a note of interest. As we study Masechet Yevamot, many of the cases need diagrams. We have chosen the Sefer Siyurim LeMasechet Yevamot as our book for the diagrams, written by Aharon Shlomo Berabi Baruch Moshe Hafner, available in the bookstore. So when we refer to pages, we are using that sefer. Daf Tet Zayin. Today's daf is being studied. Le'elu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on the third line of Tet Zayin, starting from the Gufa. Gemara begins, Gufa Bime Rabbi Dosa Ben Harkinas. We learned on yesterday's daf that in the times of Rabbi Dosa Ben Harkinas, Hitiru Tzarat Tabat Le'achim. It sounds like he allowed the Tzarat Erva to marry, to make Yibum with the brothers. That would be a ruling like Bet Shammai, that is Matir Tzarat Erva to the brothers. But this was very difficult for the Hakamim to accept, that Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas is being posek like Bet Shammai. First of all, Rabbi Dosa was a great Hakam. Ve'enav kamu, and his eyes started to become weak, which means dim. He started to go blind. Milabo lebet midrash, and therefore it refrained him from coming to the bet midrash, and therefore they didn't have a chance to discuss it with him. If it was in the bet midrash, they would discuss why he was posek like Bet Shammai. But as a result of his failing eyesight, so therefore they couldn't deal with him in the bet midrash because he wasn't showing up. So they had to go to his house. So the Gemara is going to tell us the story when they went to the Bidosa Ben Arkinas' house. Gemara says, Amru, the rabbi said, Mi yelech viyodi'o. Who's going to go to the rabbi's house to let him know that we have a problem with his psak halakha, like Bet Shammai? Amadein Rabbi Yoshua. So Rabbi Yoshua tells the rabbis, Ani yelech, I'll go. Ve'achadav mi. And who's going to go also after Rabbi Yoshua? Rabbi Azab bin Azariah. Ve'acharav mi, and after who's going to go? Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so those were the three rabbis. Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Azab bin Azariah, Rabbi Akiva. Halchu ve'amdu al petach beto. So they went, they stood by the door of Rabbi Dosa. Nichnesa shifchato. So the shifcha saw that the rabbis, the delegation was there to visit him. Amra lo Rabbi Chachmei Yisrael ba'im etzlecha. The rabbis of Israel are coming to visit you. Amar la yikansu. Okay, enter. Let them enter. V'nichnesu. And they entered. Tafso l'Rabbi Yoshua. So he grabbed Rabbi Yoshua in a good way. V'oshivahu al mita shil zahav. He gave him kavod. Rabbi Yoshua was the avbedin. So he put him down on the golden chair over there to sit out of a sign of kavod. Amar le Rabbi. So Rabbi Yoshua tells Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi, Emor l'talmidecha acher v'yeshev. Tell your other student, meaning Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, there's another rabbi here. He couldn't see so good. So he says, there's another student here, invite him also to sit. Amar lo, mihu, who's here, who else is here? He says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Amar, so he's the Nasi. Amar, v'yesh lo ben Azariah haverenu. He says, I didn't know my friend Azariah, he had a baby. Rabbi Azab ben Azariah. He says, well, Azariah had a baby. Kara alav mikra azeh. He says, on this situation of Azariah and his son Rabbi Azab, I say the following pasuk. Na'araiti, gamzakanti. He's talking about himself. Na'araiti, I was young at the time of Elav Azariah, Rabbi Azab's father. Gamzakanti to see Azariah's son, Rabbi Elazar, Ve'ra'iti Sadiq Ne'ezav Ve'zerom Ve'bakesh Lacham. And since they're both Sadiqim, especially his father Azariah, I see Baruch Hashem, they're rich, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a wealthy man. And therefore he says, on them the Pasuk was fulfilled. We saw them when they were young, we saw the descendants when they were old, and they have great beracha. In any event, Tafsov or Shiva Amitash Zahav. He grabbed him, he put him on a golden bench as well, again because he was the Nasi, so he afforded him the proper kavod. Amar le, so Rabbi Yeshua continues, Rabbi, emol et tamidecha acher v'yeshev. There's another student over here of yours, tell him to sit. Now again, the Mefarshim explained that, even though they weren't really students, but since Rabbi Yosef was older, so they're giving him kavod, they're saying another one of your students. Amar le, umiyu, Akiba ben Yosef. Rabbi Akiva, Amar le, Ata hu Akiva ben Yosef, Sheshemcha olech mesof haolam ve'ad sofo. Yo, Akiva, the world, famous Akiva, his name goes from one corner, one end of the world to the other end of the world. Shev beni shev. Sit, my son, sit, kemotcha yirbu bi Yisrael. Which means there should be more like you in Yisrael. Now, he put him in a regular seat, he didn't give him the same kavod as the other rabbis. After all, the other rabbis were Nasi Abedin, so therefore he complimented him, but he put him down in a regular seat. Okay, now they get to the subject. Hitchilu mesabibim oto b'halachot. So they started to go around in different halachot with the intent to get to the point of the tzarot. They didn't want to go right to it, so they started to go involved, get involved in halachot. Achigiu the tzarat abat. Until they got to the case of tzarat abat, amru le tzarat abat ba'u. Rabbi, what's the halacha regarding tzarat abat? Amar lehen machloket b'tshamayu b'tilil. So the guy, we know it's machloket. Halacha kedivrei mi. They pressed him. Who's the halacha like? Amar lehen halacha kebetilil. What's the question? Halacha kebetilil. Amru le v'alu mishumcha. Amru halacha kebetshamay. So what are you talking? We heard in your name Rabbi Yosef ben Elkanan that the halakha is like Bet Shammai. Amar lahem. So he says, be careful. Dosa shema'atem o ben Elkanan shema'atem. When you heard the halakha in my name, how did you hear it? Did they say to be dosa, says halakha ke Bet Shammai? Or did they say the son of Elkanan said the halakha is like Bet Shammai? Amru le hayer Rabbi. On the life of the rabbi, meaning they swore, Setam Shama'nu. He says, you're right. They didn't say the Bidosa. We heard Ben Harkinas. So he says, okay, that explains it. Now let me tell you what you heard. Amar lahen ach katan yeshli. He says, I have a brother, a younger brother, Bechor. Bechor Satanu. Which means, the way that she says Bechor Satan, he's very sharp. Harif. The Omed al Shimu'ah, which means he's stubborn. Means once already he has an opinion, you can't change him. The Osem Ma'aseh Ve'eno Shav Mishmu'ato La'asot Kerabim, which means you don't care. He's Bechor Satan. It's a way of saying he's stubborn in his halacha, and therefore he's V'Yonatan Shem. His name is Yonatan. V'hu Metalmidei Shamay, and he's from the students of Shemesh. That's what you heard. You heard Ben Harkiras. You thought it was me. It wasn't me. It's my brother. My brother Yonatan, he was Matir. He says, Vizarubat. He says, rabbis, I'm warning you, Shelo yekapeach etchem ba'alachot. That you shouldn't get involved with him in the halachot, that he should not mekapeach you, cut you down in the halachot. Which means, if you think you're going to argue with him and beat him, don't get involved with him. Why? Lefi sheyesh emo shelosh me'ot teshuvot betzarat abat. Shehi muteret. He has 300 reasons to be matir tzarat abat. So therefore, of course that's an exaggeration, but what they mean to say is, he knows the subject inside out, and he went through the whole thing, but if you think you're going to change his mind, you're not. Aval, me'id ani alay shamayim va'aris, but I testify, the heaven and the earth are my witness, sha'al meducha zu yashav Haggai hanavi. A meducha literally is like a mortar. Which means Haggai sat on a mortar, so to speak, and he analyzed these subjects. Meduchazu, they use it like in the context. They use it like they sat down and they analyzed this complicated subject. And they say they sat on the meducha. He sat on the mortar and analyzed the subject. What was the subject that he discussed? The following: Va'amar Shelosha Devarim. Haggai and Avi said three things. Tzarat abat asura. Number one, tzarat abat is asura. That would be following Betelel. Obviously, Haggai was much earlier. Amon u Moab me'aslin ma'asir ani b'shivirit. Ammon and Moab, they give Maaser Ani, they take Maaser in the 70th year. So remember we learned in Masirkat Hagigah, just very quickly to review, even though the Gemara is going to speak it out. When the Jewish people came into Eretz Israel in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, they were Mekadesh Eretz Israel. Once they Mekadesh Eretz Israel, so all the land is subject to the laws of Shemitah. They also sanctified the Transjordan area, which was the area of Ammon and Moab, and therefore they had Shemitah there as well. Now, during the Shemitah year, every year there's a different Maaser that's given. Some years you give Maaser Sheni, some years you give Maaser Ani. But what happened, it says that that Kiddusha that Yeshua invested in the land was a temporary Kiddusha. It's considered Kiddusha l'shata velok kiddushah l'atid davo. After the Jewish people were in exile in the times of Galut Bavel for 70 years, and they came back by a Cheni, so Olev Bavel, they sanctified certain areas, and they kept certain areas non-sanctified. One of those non-sanctified areas they didn't re-sanctify was the area of Ammon and Moab. Why did they do that? Because they didn't want it to have Kiddusha of Shemitah. Why? Because they knew in the years of Shemitah it's hard for the Aniyim. There's nothing for them to eat. All the food in Israel is no one's planting. So there's no food for them. There's no ma'asrot either. There's no lekech shechan pe'ah. So therefore, what did they do? They specifically did not re-sanctify the Ammon and Moab area. And therefore, during the year of Shemitah, they go there and get ma'asid. And they made a rule also that that year of Shemitah in Ammon and Moab region, you start to give ma'asrot. There is some kiddushah. They just took off the kiddushah of Shemitah. You have to give ma'asir ani. Why? So the ani will have something to eat. So that was one of Haggai's rulings also, that in the Shemitah year, and Ammon and Moab, the ma'asir ani. And we'll see that again in the Gemara. I'll see that in the Rashi. Ammon and Moab, Yisraelim adanim be'eris Ammon and Moab, shekibesh Moshe Mesihon. Right, when these are the areas that Moshe Rabbeinu conquered, v'net kadeshu b'kedushat Eretz Yisrael. Right, that kedusha. V'achshav b'bayit sheni, but once b'bayit sheni came, and the exiles came back from Bavel, batla kedushata. Right, the kedusha was batel, v'zura'in b'shevi'it. And they planted the Shemitah. V'teknu nahen ma'asir rishon u'ma'asir ani b'shevi'it kadesh kaman, b'pnei panasat aniim sheb'Eretz Yisrael, she'en nahen ma'al le'echol b'shevi'it. Levi shebatel leket shecha u'pe'ah. V'olchim sham v'notnim leket shecha u'pe'ah u'ma'asir ani. So they have somewhere to go in order to get some food. The third thing Haggai said, u'mekabelim gerim min ha'kadruyin u'min ha'tarmudim. That we accept converts from these two nations, the Kardumim, or Karduyim, and the Tarmudim. Now, what's the Hiddush? Why should I think you can accept converts from them? So that she says, "Velo amninan mamzerin hen mebenot Yisrael shebau alehen of de kochavim tiikar abanan de pasle," which means a lot of these guys, these Tarmudim and Karduyim, they had relations with Jewish women. Okay? Now, there is an opinion that says that if a goy has a relation with a Jewish woman, the child is a mamzer. Hmm. Obviously, if you're going to say they're a mamzer, you're not going to want to accept converts from them. Because if you start accepting converts from them, could be now you're going to end up being matir mamzerim. Because now there was mamzerim mixed up with these people, according to that shita. Which means these guys were with Jewish women. And then we got mamzerim in the mix. And therefore now you're going to let them convert. And what's going to happen over here? Well, the converts are okay, the real goyim. But the ones that are really Jewish, because the mother was Jewish, they're mamzerim. So it's going to end up happening what? You're going to end up bringing mamzerim into Klal Yisrael. So Haggai testified, or said that what? No problem. Meaning we're not worried about this concern, because even if they went with goyim, I mean, even if the goyim went with the benot Yisrael, it doesn't make mamzerim. Uh-huh. And therefore, since it doesn't make mamzerim, there's still mutar lavo b'kaal. So you're not going to have a problem to accept converts from them, because whoever comes in from them, they're legitimate. That was the third thing of Haggai. Now the Gemara analyzes. Tana, story continues. Kishniknesu bepetach echad. When they entered, Rabbi Dosan asked the three rabbis, they entered through one door. Yetzu b'shlosha petachim. So different interpretations why they did that. Some say because they wanted to meet up with Yonatan. They wanted to see the brother. So they feel that better odds. They split up. Maybe they'll run into Yonatan to see, what his opinion is. Others want to say that no, Dafka, they split up because they didn't want to all three be next to Yonatan. Because if Yonatan's going to beat them, they're going to be forced to change the halakha because it was like a betin. So therefore, they wanted to. They don't want to have all three there. So therefore, they split up. So if he meets any of them, so it'll be just one on one. So the Gemara says, "Pagabo b'Rabbi Akiva." Sure enough, Yonatan, the brother of Rabbi Dosa, met up with Rabbi Akiva. Akshele v'ukme. So Rabbi Akiva asked all these questions on the Yonatan. How can he posek like Saratabat? V'ukme. He held his ground. He answered him. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva wasn't able to refute Yonatan. So the Gemara says, "Amar lo." So Yonatan tells him, "Atau Akiva sheshemcha olech mesofa olam ve'ad sofo." You're the Akiva. They say that his reputation goes from one side to the other. Ashrecha shezachita l'shem, which means you're fortunate that you were zochet to a good name. However, va'adayin lo igata l'ru'e bakar. You didn't even reach the level of a shepherd of cattle. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva va'afilu l'ru'e tzon. He said, in humility, I didn't reach the level of Ru'ay Son, which is worse. The Ru'ay Son, the nature of the cattle, of the sheep shepherds, they steal from other fields. So therefore, it's worse than Ru'ay Bakar. So Rabbi Akiva, in humility, instead of getting angry and being makpida, Yonatan tells him such a... Rabbi Akiva was gadol ador. He tells him this. He accepted it and even, faced himself a little more. Comes Gemara and says, now we go back to the sayings. Amon u'mo'av me'asrin ma'asir ani b'shevi'it. What's the reason why they give ma'asir ani in the Shemitah year? De'amar mor. Harbe kerachim kavshu olem islaim. There were many cities that the olem islaim, that's when Yeshua ben Nun came in, they conquered these cities. Ve'lo kavshu ole babel. But on purpose, ole babel did not conquer them when they came in and sanctify them. And the Kiddusha that was made by Yehoshua ben Nun was only a temporary Kiddusha. Therefore, when the Galut came, the Kiddusha came off. And therefore, when the exilees came back in, they had the opportunity to re-sanctify what they wanted and leave certain areas unsanctified. So what did they do? V'nihum. They left the Amon and Moab region unsanctified. Why? Kedesh yismichu alim aniim b'shevi'it. In order that the aniim will rely on it during the Shemitah. Exactly like we explained. Rashi. Right, we saw Pagabo Yonatan Rabbi Akiva. V'kedusha rishona dibimei Yehoshua kedusha l'shata. V'lo l'atid. Hilkach zur'in behem b'shvi'it. That was permissible to plant in the Amon Moab region of the Shemitah. Shismichu alim aniim. L'skor atzman l'chrosh v'l'chsor. Now, first of all, they can hire themselves out to work. Not only the ma'asir ani, they work. I mean, they need plowers, they need people that are going to harvest. They all the tolik et chal pe'al ma'asir ani. Now they have the entitlements that are there for them. So therefore, it's a double win for the ani. Number one, they can work. And number two, they get the entitlements. Kabbalah continues, mekabelim gerim min hakarduyim v'tarmudim. We accept converts from these two nations. Ini, what do you mean we have a contradiction? Ve'atani rami bari haskel. We have a statement from Rabbi Bar Yehezkel. En mekabelim gerim min hakarduyim. It says you're not allowed to accept. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashe kartuyim itmar. Now, when Rami Bar Yehezkel made his statement, don't read it karduyim, read it kartuyim. It's a different nation. Kedamre inche, like the saying goes of the people, kartuyim pisulim. Like they said, you know, kartuyim are no good. And some have this a different version. So the Gemara says, "My love, hainu kartuim, hainu karduim." So the Gemara thought, even though he said you don't accept from kartuim, they thought in the Havamina, kartuim, karduim, it's the same thing. Amar Avashir, lo. Kartuye lechud ve karduye lechud. It's two different nations. Kada amre incha, the people say, kartuye pesile. The kartuim are pasu, but the karduim are mutar. Comes the Gemara and continues. Rabbi Yohanan ve Savia. Rabbi Yohanan is a rabbi, and Savia is the name of a rabbi. The amre tarvayu, they both said, en mekabirim girim mina tarmudim. Oh. So they all go the other way. So Haggai said, you can't take from the Talmudim. They held, you can't. Okay, the Gemara is going to explain why. That she says, Shib Memzirim and Miyisrael Shinit Me'usham. Again, the concern of Rabbi Hanan was, there's Memzirim over there. And therefore, once you start accepting from them, the Memzirim are going to end up coming into the Kaal. and then you already have a psulim. So therefore, Rabbi Yohanan and Sabya said, no converts from Talmudim. Gemara says, what are you talking? Me Amar Rabbi Yohanan Ache? Did Rabbi Yohanan osir Talmudim from coming into the Ka'ar? Why, what's the problem? Batinan, we learned in the Mishnah, Kol haketamim habaim min harekim teorim. Let's discuss the subject of a ketim. A lady, min haTorah is tamenida, when blood comes out of her womb, and she has a hargasha, I mean she feels it coming out of her womb. That's min haTorah. However, the hakamim came along and made another tumah called tumat ketamim. That we call it in English a stain. That means it came out of her body, but she didn't feel it. When she woke up, she saw on her flesh, or she saw on her beged, that there's a stain. So now, the ketem is tameh. So the hadush over here is, a garment that has a ketem on it, that comes from the city called Rekim, is teorim. Why is it teorim? Rashi says, because the people who lived in the Rekim were goyim. And the rabbis did not make a gezerah on ketmeh of the kochavim that are tameh. They only were gozer, the whole thing of ketamim is drabanan. So the drabanan were only gozer on ketme Yisrael, but not ketme of the kochavim. So the people in Rekem were goyim. So if ketem comes from Rekem, you could deal with it as it is.
The garment?
The garment comes with a ketem on it, it's tahor, it's not a problem. Now, the Rabbi Yehuda mitameh, Rabbi Yehuda says no, comes from Rekem, it's a problem. Mipene shem gerim. V'to'im mibein ha'ovdei kochavim. I'm sorry. Mepenei shem gerim v'to'im, period. Let's read Rashi. Shem gerim, because they're converts. V'damam metameh. Converts Jewish. The dam is going to be metameh. V'to'im, but what's the problem? Shehemiru datam. After they converted, they went back to acting like goyim. Which means once you convert, you're Jewish. There's no turning back. And therefore, even though after they converted, they became renegades, meaning they went back to their goyim way, finished. Doesn't matter. And therefore, the Yehuda says there's Jewish ladies here. And therefore, if a ketan comes from Rekem, you have to deal with it as it is tameh. The Beraita concludes. Mibein avdei kochavim teorim, but if it comes from avdei kochavim in a place where no Jews live, conclusively the Braita tells us tahor. So you got the case of machloket on Rekim, but avdei kochavim vaday, meaning from a city that's avdei kochavim, no sheila the ketamim are tahor. Now the Gemara begins its analysis. Vavinan ba, we analyze ka pasek vetane. The Braita gives a psak, gives a conclusive psak, and says, "Mibena avdei kochavim." It doesn't make any chiluk. It says if it comes from the goyim, it's mutar, implying what? Gemara says, "Va'afilu min tarmud." Even if it comes from tarmud, and therefore Rashi says on top, "Alma." Lav besafek Yisrael kaimeh, which means your whole issue is you're telling me we can't accept converts from Talmud. Why? Because there's a lot of Jews involved in there. There's Jewish women that went with the Talmudim, and therefore you have an issue of mamzerim, and if you can accept them, hold it. Can't be there any Jewish people involved in the Talmudim areas, because it clearly says in the Braita, if it comes from the goyim, it's okay. It didn't say except from Talmud. It said goyim. And therefore means including Talmud. And therefore there was no Jews obviously in Talmud. Ve'amar, furthermore, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, zot omeret, mekabelim gerim, mitalmud. And Rabbi Yohanan, here's the question, Rabbi Yohanan soter himself. Rabbi Yohanan sit on this braita, logically, from here you see you can accept gerim from Talmud. Because we're not worried about any mixture of Yisraelim in there. Haraya, because the ketamim that come out of Talmud are tahor. So now we have a stira in the Yohanan. The Yohanan in one statement on Amud Rishon said what? En mekabelim gerim mit Talmud. And now he's saying, for this braita you see, you can't accept. You see, there's no Jews there because the ketanim are tahor. Make up your mind, the Yohanan. So Gemara says, v'chi tema zot velo svidale. Maybe it means like this. Rabbi Yohanan saying, yeah, according to this Braita, it comes that you can accept Gerim from Tarud, but I don't hold like that. I mean, maybe Rabbi Yohanan was only saying it according to this Braita, but he himself holds not like that. So Gemara can't be. Ve'amar Rabbi Yohanan halacha kistam mishnah. Oh, this is actually a mishnah. This is a story with the Ketamim. It's a mishnah. And we know Rabbi Yohanan has a famous rule. Whenever you have a stam mishnah, that's a mishnah without a name, it's just according to everybody. Halakha kastam mishnah. And therefore, he holds like it. You can't say he made an implication that he doesn't hold like it. He holds like this mishnah. And therefore we have a stira, Rabbi Yohanan, what do you hold? Can you accept from Talmud or can't you accept from Talmud? Not the question? Gemara says, Amura'e ninu va'adibad Rabbi Yohanan. Okay, it's machloket Amura'e, what Rabbi Yohanan held. One Amura'a had Rabbi Yohanan as saying, yeah, you can accept. And one Amura'a said, you can't accept. Machloket Amura'im adibad Rabbi Yohanan. Because Gemara says, mitarmud maita'amalo. Okay, let's get the reasons. Why wouldn't you allow to accept getting from Talmud? I have no problem. To say that you can accept is obvious. Why not? Goy comes to convert, you accept him. What's the reason to say that from Talmud you cannot accept Gerim? Pedigi ba Rabbi Yohanan v'Sabya. Actually, Machloket, Rabbi Yohanan and Sabya, both held you can't accept. They just had different reasons. Had amar mishum avdes shelomo, v'had amar mishum benot Yerushalayim. Okay, let's go to the first reason. They were the Goyim, the servants of Shelomo. Avdes Shelomo, Goyim. They were very wealthy. Because they're very wealthy, they lived in the Talmud area. A lot of the Jewish women, unfortunately, married Avdei Shlomo. According to Rabbi Yohanan, he's going to tell you, or one of them is going to say, that once already a goy went with a Jew, the child is a memzer. And then there were memzerim amongst the Talmudim.
Wow.
So the reason it started was because of Avdei Shlomo. And some say no, it was because of Benot Yerushalayim. Now, we don't know yet what the story of Benot Yerushalayim is. We'll wait for the Gemara to tell us what Benot Yerushalayim is. Okay, let's read Rashi. Second line. Mitarmud maita amalo mekablin. Avdei Shlomo sheba'u, I'm sorry, shenas'u Benot Yisrael mahmat oshran. Because they were rich. Vedarin sham behezkat ovdei kuchavim. Vekasabar oved kuchavim ve'eved abal bat Yisrael avalad mamzer. This opinion holds that if a goy or an Eved, right, has relations with a Jewish woman, the child is a Memzir. So Gemara says, Bishlama lemadar Rosh Hashanah Avdei Shlomo, Kasavar Oved Kuchavim Ve'Eved, meaning an Agoy or an Eved. Haba, meaning Eved Kenani, Haba al Bat Yisrael Avalad Memzir. So we understand the concern. Ela leman damar mishum benot Yerushalayim mayhi. But what is this case of benot Yerushalayim? What was the story of benot Yerushalayim? Peligi bar of Yosef Rabbanan v'tarvayim mishemed Rababar Barhana. Hadamar teresar alfe gavre. There were 12,000 men. Vishita alfe kashtriya and 6,000 archers. That would make 8,000 men. Vehadamar teresar alfe gavre. There were 12,000 men. Uminayu shita alfe kashtriya. And amongst the 12,000 there were 6,000 archers. Now, who are these men? These were the men of the Goyim. When the Goyim entered to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. So what happened? Hakol nifnu al kesef v'zahav. Which means, all the other soldiers, what were they going after? They were plundering the gold and silver, the riches of the temple. V'hem, but these Goyim, either 12,000 or 18,000, Nifnu al benot Yerushalayim. They went after the Jewish girls of Yerushalayim in order to take them. Shneimar nashim b'Sion innu, which means the women of Sion were innu. They were tortured. Betulot ba'arei Yehuda, the virgins of Yehuda. And what happened over here? So they went with them, and therefore, what happened as a result? The children become Memzerim. So therefore, this, the reason why you can't take from the Talmudim, that was against the Talmudim, is because of this this situation. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar bi Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amar bi Yonatan, Pasuk ze, Sar ha'olam amaro. The following Pasuk was said by Sar ha'olam. Sar ha'olam is one of the angels that she says, Malach. And we're going to see why did he say that the following pasuk was said by an angel? What is the pasuk? Naraiti gam zakanti. Now, even though this pasuk is in Tehillim, there's three options who could have said this pasuk. Could have been said by David HaMelech, could have been said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and David HaMelech was just quoting what Hashem was saying, or it could be like the rabbi saying it came from the Malach. So the Gemara logically is going to tell us who said this pasuk. Man Amre, who said this pasuk of Naraiti gam zakanti? How can you just say God is saying Gamzakanti? God doesn't get old. He doesn't Gamzakin. Ve'ela David Amre. So you say David said it. Mika Shishku Dehai. Was he that old? He only lived to 70. So therefore, who said it? Ela Shma'mina Sara Olam Amaro. You have to say it was an angel. Right, so the angel can say he was a Nahar because whenever he was created, then he became a. Zaken. So it's said by a malach. Rav continues. Ve'amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani amar Rabbi Yonatan. My dichtiv. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk, Yado parash sar al kol Muhammadeha? The enemy, parash sar. He stretched his hand out against all the treasures of Yerushalayim. What are these treasures? Ze Amon Moav. בשעה שנכנסו עובדי כוכבים להיכל, when the goyim came to the echad to destroy the בית המקדש, הכל נפנו על כסף וזהב. All the other goyim, they went after the gold and the silver. והם נפנו על ספר תורה. They went after the ספר תורה. Why? אמרו זה שכתוב בו לא יבוא עמוני ומואבי בקל השם יסרף באש. This Torah that bans us? Because the Torah says, "Lo yavo amuri ve'mu'avim kal Hashem." Dafka that sefer Torah, they burned, and that was considered kol mahamadeha. Now it should be noted that although this might seem as a great disgrace to the sefer Torah, that Amon and Mu'av went dafka to go burn the sefer Torah because the sefer Torah bans them, but adraba, it comes out that what they did brings the greatest glory to the sefer Torah. Why? Because must be the held of the Sefer Torah. Mashal, if a person goes into a place and there's a gold in front of you, you could take gold, or Lavdi, there's a newspaper, and the newspaper is known to have false statements in it, and there's a false statement about that person in the newspaper. Now he has a chance to either burn the newspaper or take gold and silver. A normal person would say, don't pay attention to the newspapers, it's full of lies anyway, I'm going for the gold. Here Amon and Moab gave up to take the gold and the silver. Why? Because they were involved in burning the Sefer Torah. That's the biggest testimony that even the Goyim understood that if it's written in the Sefer Torah, there's truth to that. And therefore, because if you think about it, they burnt the Sefer Torah, there's another Sefer Torah. Which means they're not going to change the halakha. The halakha is going to, they're not gaining anything. The explanation is to show you that they held, if it's written in the Sefer, it's emet. And they would have got to their gut. And therefore they had to burn it because that's such a gas. But that again proves that the Goyim even understood that the Torah has its veracity. Kabbalah continues. Siva Hashem li Yaakov Sivivav Saraf. God commanded that the enemies of Yaakov will surround them. Which is even after the exile, when the Jewish people went to Galut, they were still being harassed and surrounded by their enemies. Who is this referring to? So the Gemara says, Amar, Rav, Kegon, Homanya, Lefum Nahara. These were cities in Bavel. Rashi says, Behomanya. Now, they changed that Gerisa. Some say Rashi should have said either Amonim or Goyim. Hem umitzilin levne fum nara shem Yisrael aniim. There were people, there were people in fum nara. That's a place in Bavel. They were surrounded by these amonim that were giving them problems. Okay, kigon Homanya. Those were the Jews from the goyim from Homanya. The fum nara that came to fum nara to, like I said, give torture to the Jewish people even after the destruction. Abarav Yudam Aravase Oved Kochavim. Now we get shekadesh b'shman hazeh Oved Kochavim a goy. That comes and makes kiddushin to a Jewish lady bizman hazeh hosheshim kiddushin. You have to hoshesh that the kiddushin is a kiddushin. What do you mean? The guy's a goy. What are you hoshesh over here? Kibara says sheme mahaser et hashevatimu, which means we know that Sanhedrin in his time exiled the 10 tribes. And the 10 tribes is a substantial part of the nation, and therefore if a goy today comes and makes kiddushin, maybe he's Jewish, maybe he comes from the ten shevatim, and therefore you have to choshesh that if he's Jewish, the kiddushin is hal. Therefore, you need a get. That she says, "Ma'asir shevatim ushinasu avodat kochavim v'kasavar da avodat kochavim shiyaldam Yisrael habalad mamzer v'choshishim lekiddushim mamzer." Oh, that she's giving us a whole story over here. That she tells us that maybe they're from the Aseret Shevatim, Shenasu Ovdot Kochavim, and these men from the Shevatim married originally Goyot. Now, Vekasavar, this is the Hadush, the Ovdot Kochavim Sheyaldam Yisrael, that a Goya that gave birth from Yisrael, Havalad Mamzer. That means he's Jewish. And therefore your Hosheshim is a Mamzer, and therefore Kiddushim is Tofsim in the Mamzer, and therefore you're worried that this child might be a descendant from the Aseret Shevatim that married a Goya, but these rabbis hold that even if he married a Goya, still the child is Jewish, but he's considered a Mamzer, and therefore you have to Hoshesh the Kiddushim, so you gotta break it. So the Gemara says, hold it. Veha called the Parish Meruba Parish. We have rules. Rov HaOlam is not the Aseret Shevatim. So when a goy comes along as Mekadesh, a Yisraelite, don't we have rules? Call the Parish. Anybody that comes out, we assume Merubaka Parish. He came out of the Rov. And therefore, since Rov is not the Aseret Shevatim, why do you have to be Hoshesh for the Kiddushin? Why can't you just say, he's probably not from the Aseret Shevatim, based on the rule of call the Parish. So the Gemara says, Biduchta Dikaba'e. Now we're saying where they came out from the places where they are settled. There were certain areas where we knew the Aseret Shevatim, that's where they settled. And the Gemara is going to list the names of the cities now. Anybody comes from those cities, it's not called the Parish anymore. Then you have a rule that's called Kol Kavua Kemehsal Mehsadami, which is anybody that comes from an established place, not coming from a Rob, it's coming from an established place, then the rule is what? 50-50. And therefore, Safek, you have to be Hoshesh that maybe he's from the Aseret Shevatim. If he comes from the Olam, and he's Poresh from the majority, I say he came from the majority, he's Goyim. But if he comes from a Kavua, a place where they're established there, so now you're coming from that place over there, now already it's not a Rov anymore. They're coming from where they are. That's the people in that place over there are established, and therefore you have to deal with it as a 50-50. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. Therefore you have to be Hoshesh to the condition, you have to give a get. Look at that, she. Where are they established? So the Gemara says, which means like this, if somebody went to that city, whatever the names of the cities are, and got married to one of these people, so they didn't come out, you went to them. The law is, in their place, you don't know who they are. It's 50-50 then the rule is. Uh-huh. And therefore you have a safek. It's kavua. They weren't poresh from the room.
What's the reason for the getting?
Because could be they're Jewish. This opinion is holding that these Shevatim went, they married Goyot.
Right.
The child is a Memzer, right. But Jewish. And therefore now this Memzer comes to marry a Jewish. You have to be considered that. Kiddushin Tovsin. And therefore you got to get a get. So comes the Gemara and says, where are these places? דאמר רבי אבא בר כהנא וינחם בחלח ובחבור נהר גוזן וערי מדי. That's where they settled. So the Gemara is going to tell us now one of these places. חלח זה חלזון. That's the city of חלזון. A lot of these cities are either in Iraq, Syria, or Iran. חבור זה חדיאב. נהר גוזן זו גינזק וערי מדי זו חמדן וחברותיה. חמדן is Iran and its neighboring cities. ואמרו לה זו ניהר וחברותיה. So the Gemara says חברותיה מן. What are the neighboring cities? אמר שמואל קרח מושכה חדקה ודומקיה. Right, those are the cities where they established. Comes Gemara and concludes. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan concludes and says, "Vechulan lifsol." What did he mean over here? He says, "Rashi lifsol ruban memzerim shnit ruban memzerim." These people, these places over here, They are mamzerim. Shnitmi'u aseret ha-shevatim ba'avodat kochavim. Ubnehem haren ki Yisraelim. The children have a din of Yisraelim. Ve'noheg behem isur mamzerut. Ve'en lo nizharu ve'nasu ze achoto ubito varem mamzerim. Rabbi Yochanan agrees that they're mamzerim, but for a different reason. He says it's not because if somebody goes with a goy, the child is a mamzer. He said these people weren't careful. They went with, let's say, Avodat Kochavim. Now they had children. The children themselves were not careful. They would marry their sisters and their daughters and all that. That's already brings mamzerim. So Rabbi Yochanan held that the reason why he agrees the mamzerim. You cannot, if somebody makes kiddushin from the Asid Shevatim or the 50-50 case, you have to be choshesh. Not because the Vadat is a mamzer, because after that their children, they themselves were not careful of who they went with. And if the children are Jewish, now a Jewish child goes with a sister, that's already mamzerim according to everybody. So they, or whatever, according to Rabbi Yochanan at least. And therefore what he means and says over here, V'chulan lifsol. Now Rabbi Yochanan learns like this. Shenitme'u binotehem shel aseret ha-shevatim. He said, leave the aseret ha-shevatim. Their daughters, who are obviously Jewish, right? They went with Ovdei Kochavim. So he's learning the problem was the Jewish daughters of the Shevatim went with Goyim. Mm. In that case over there, the children for sure are Jewish, but they're not Mamzerim. Right. Then what happened? Those Jewish children, because they weren't careful in these places, married their sisters and their daughters and their family, and from that came the Mamzerim. So it's a machlok at where the Mamzerut came from. Did the Mamzerut just come from the Aseret Shevatim going with the Goyot and having kids? Or do we say no, the daughters of the Aseret Shevatim marrying Goyim, having Jewish children, and them marrying each other, Isure Arayot, Bat, Achot, etc. And that would make the Mamzerut. But any event, according to either Shita, it would be Asur to, we have to be Hoshesh. That somebody from the Aseret Shevatim in these places, you don't know. And then we need a Ger.